I applied because I'm a survivor. I was abused as a child. When it came to me that I had been abused, there was nothing that I could find that could help me, really. I was out in the wilderness sort of trying to sort it out myself, trying to deal with stuff yourself. You know, the doctor gave me happy pills, but that was as far as it went. I don't like the thought of other people being out there, not being able to get help from somebody. And I think as a survivor, you're ideally equipped to deal with the people that phone you up and help them on their journey.
I initially wanted to come and volunteer at NAPAC for the experience more than anything, and listening to an area that I was not naive to, but didn't have much knowledge about it at all. And it is very nerve-wracking when you initially start speaking to people. And I think once you start doing it, you kind of, it's a very rewarding process, and listening to people who ring and kind of tell the stories, it's empowering for them. And I think it's just a really great place to.
I was going to say, I think it's very privileged a lot of the time to talk to the people and hear their stories.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time you're the first person or the second person or the third person, and they're not practiced in telling it. So you're hearing something fresh and raw, and it's a complete privilege.
Yeah, it is.
The oldest person I've had is 72. He hadn't said anything to anybody before, so I was the first person he's ever spoken to about it. And I think the youngest I've had is about 18. Yeah. I think the younger people are more aware of what's going on now. Yeah. And, you know, when abuse is abuse, whereas the older generation, like myself, probably.
No one spoke about it either, did they?
It was not talked about, people didn't do that sort of thing and so forth. So there's like a shadow over us, the young, older ones. It sounds strange, but I enjoy every night I do here.
Mm-hmm.
You go away and you know that you've helped somebody.
Yeah. Even if it's just slightly, it makes such a difference to, it's a very rewarding.
Mm.
It is, it's very rewarding. And as you were saying, it is a privilege, you know.
As somebody last week say that by speaking to me, I saved them from a meltdown.
Mm.
And to get that from somebody on the phone, or it's something you rarely get in life, and it makes you feel a hell of a lot better. It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.